Now that we've talked a little bit about JAWS for Windows version 8.0 tonight on Main Menu, I thought it would be good to bring on Kelly Ford from Microsoft, who works on the Internet Explorer team, and talk to him a little bit about what Internet Explorer has to offer us and what he likes about the new version. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Jeff, and hello to everyone out there in Main Menu land.
So let's start by just telling everybody, what do you do at Microsoft?
As you said, I do work on the Internet Explorer team. I kind of have two roles for the team. My primary job is what in Microsoft parlance is known as a software development engineer and test lead. That's a long way of saying that I lead a group of testers, and my team is responsible for testing most of the UI that people experience in Internet Explorer. By UI, we mean user interface, and that's everything from the buttons and dialog boxes that you use to interact with the program to the command bar, the pop-up manager, history, favorites, and much more. I also serve as a program manager for accessibility of the user experience. And so I do a lot of work with individual feature teams across the product to help make their user experience accessible. And then I work with the assistive technology industry, people like Freedom Scientific, GW Micro, AI Squared, and many other vendors around issues that their products may or may have with supporting IE.
So what were some of the goals for Internet Explorer version 7 from Microsoft's perspective?
So we had a lot of goals. IE 7 is meant to try and enhance the security of web browsing, both in the version that will ship on Vista. There's a few features for security specific to Vista, something that we call protected mode that deals with how, at a deep technical layer, applications can and can't interact with the operating system, and in this case, the web browser. That's some of what people can read about that's built into Vista in general. And then security both on the Windows XP SP2 and Server SP1 version of the product. That was one of them. We wanted to address for web developers a lot of issues that they've had around things like CSS or cascading style sheets and other things that make people that are building websites and web applications on top of the platform better. Wanted to address, as we do with all products, stability, performance. We also wanted to, it's been 5 years really since Microsoft has shipped the version of the browser, and we wanted to modernize the user experience. So we've added a lot of new functionality. Computer software evolves, and there's things that, you know, a modern web browser should have. In some cases, we didn't have it, and our competitors did. In some cases, we've kind of, you know, led the way with new things, and I'm sure that other people will add and modernize the software.
Now, we've heard a lot about some of the new features like tab browsing and RSS discovery within the browser itself. What are some of your favorite new features in Internet Explorer version 7?
I'd have to say a few of the things I really like. At first, I wasn't sure how much I'd like it, but I've really come to be a fan of tab browsing. You can set the browser up such that really you only end up with one IE window open, even when websites open up pop-ups. You can adjust some settings. So basically everything happens in one browser window. And I've really come to be a big fan of that, mostly because it reduces the number of IE windows I have open. So as I'm alt-tabbing between applications, really IE is just one window. And, you know, it's a simple thing, but we've got a quick little hotkey you can press to switch between your tabs of Control-Shift-Q, and you can just, you know, switch back and forth with a menu to the various tabs that you have open, and do a lot more on the web. You know, I use it all the time, the tab browsing. Another feature I've really come to like is our search box. So obviously you can navigate to whatever your search engine in, whether it's, you know, Microsoft's Live, Google, Yahoo. But we've added a box where you can either from the address bar press tab a couple of times and have focus in it, or press Control E and type a search term and then submit that. If you press Control down arrow, a menu will come up where you can add more search providers to the product. So, and there's a way to build your own custom searches as well. So for example, if I want to like search for a book on Bookshare, I don't have to navigate to the Bookshare homepage and all that. I just type in this book I'm looking for, hit Control down arrow, pick Bookshare off of my searches. Now that's one I had to build myself. We'll be at some point introducing some technology that makes it very easy to build these search providers. It's actually out there right now at enhanceie.com. There's a search builder. We're going to be moving that into a more prominent location. But it's a very quick way to do searches. I like the RSS feature that we've added, the one-page view. If you don't want a heavyweight experience of a full RSS reader, but you do want to subscribe to some feeds, I think we've made that fairly easy to do. It's a quick Alt plus J to tell when a website has a feed, and then Control J to bring up a list of the feeds that you subscribe to. And, you know, much like you'd navigate through your favorites, you can quickly read them.
If you look at the keyboard command reference that's available, and we'll ask you where we can actually locate that on the web, there's a difference between pinned and unpinned for favorites, and I was just wondering what really is the difference between those two?
So functionally, what it means is when something's pinned, it stays open. So on the screen, when one of those things, so what we call the favorite center is pinned, it's always there visible on the screen. When it's unpinned, it behaves more like a menu. When as soon as you make a selection from it, it disappears and it goes away. So we have changed the behavior a little bit there. Historically, if you pressed Control H, for example, that opened up the History Explorer bar in what you could think of as pinned mode. Today, Control Shift H, I, and J open up History, Favorites, and Feeds in unpinned mode, where you make one selection and then the Favorites Center goes away.
Okay, great.
I'm a big fan. I don't tend to pin them. Because usually, functionally for me, right, I mean, I don't need to see it all the time.
Exactly.
So I'll make my selection of my favorite or my history item or my feed, and then it's fine to me if it goes away.
Yes, exactly. Now, I mentioned here while we've been talking this keyboard command reference that's available, and you actually had a post on the IE blog about it. And I was wondering, is that going to be moved to a more prominent location once the release ships so that people will
yes,
gain access to that?
I don't have a web address for it just yet, but I know that we have an effort to get a quick keyboard reference up on a better website.
Okay, good, because it's extensive. It's very, very good. I mean, it's available. If you go to the IE blog, the top blog entry, at least today anyway, talks all about, you know, getting ready for the release because they're saying it's coming very, very soon. And
for people that don't know the address of our blog, it's a great place to stay in touch with what's happening with Internet Explorer. It's blogs.msdn.com/IE.
Yes, it's great. And even Kelly posts to it. So now, what are some of the accessibility improvements that we'll see in Internet Explorer version 7?
So anytime that you make something new, I think the first thing you want to try your best not to do is break what was working. You might not think of that as an improvement, but we know that many of the assistive technology vendors, you mentioned JAWS, and that's Freedom Scientific, and many of the other companies, GW Micro, WindowEyes, and you know we could rattle off a whole bunch of names, have done a lot of work to support Internet Explorer, and so we first and foremost didn't want to make break what they had added around reading web pages, because we think that that's a powerful experience. And so we've worked extensively with several companies as we've built the new version to make sure that it worked with their products. Obviously, with the newest versions of the products, you will have a better experience. I mean, I think that that's an inevitable part of using assistive technology where, like the AT vendors, they add new functionality and features, and they kind of sometimes build on top of what we've done. I'm not sure how many details about JAWS 8 you're releasing, but you know, all the AT vendors will have some handy features specific to IE. So there's that part, and that's something that we take very seriously. We've tried to improve the keyboard navigation of the product. Internet Explorer introduces a lot of new UI. We have a challenge in that, for people that don't know, Windows Vista is introducing a very new user experience to many parts of Windows. Because we also ship on Windows XP SP2 and Server SP1, some of that user experience we had to bring back to the earlier OSs. And we have this thing, for example, that we call a command bar that has replaced the traditional menu bar. The menu bar is off by default in Internet Explorer. And so in addition to making that as part of the tab order, we wanted to fix some long-standing issues where some of our navigation buttons weren't available from the tab key, and we thought that it would be a better experience to make sure that anyone who was a keyboard user could get to all the UI elements of Internet Explorer. So we did a lot of work around making that keyboard accessible. We worked on some performance issues for those AT products that use Microsoft Active Accessibility to try and speed up the loading of web pages. We also, I would say, tried to make our new features accessible out of the box, things like our RSS, our one-page view, tried to take advantage of the power that, like, again, screen readers, for example, have, where we've marked up our one-page view with heading tags so that you can quickly navigate to, much like you on other, web page RSS readers can navigate from, like, headline to headline with a heading navigation key and things like that. We added a user zoom feature that's probably not, super great for people who don't see at all, but for people with some vision, we think that that will help to some degree. It lets you zoom web pages. Obviously, the full screen magnifiers like zoom text are a more powerful magnification feature. I think those are probably some of the biggest highlights.
Now, I know you probably can't tell main menu listeners when the new release is going to be coming out.
I think probably... So if you go up to our blog today, we're recording this on Monday the 9th. What we say right now is that it will be out and it should be out by the end of the month.
Is there anything else that you would like to mention about IE7 that you feel main menu listeners would need to know?
I hope that people will give it a try. We welcome feedback. I think that I've been a user of the web. For some people may know me. I'm not as out and active on the internet as I used to be. I guess Microsoft keeps me pretty busy. But I've been using web browsers for a long time. And I think that IE7 is a good product. I enjoy using it. I think that some of the enhancements that we've added, the tab browsing, the search box, the RSS feeds, really make it a quality product to use. And I hope that people will use it and give it a try. No software is perfect, and if people have issues or concerns, they should feel free to let me know and let the IE team know in general and let Microsoft know, and we'll certainly consider those requests for future versions of the product. This is our version 7. We're hard at work on planning for other versions, and it's the web's here to stay, and I think that we're here to keep making a web browser for it.
Is there anything specific to the installation that people should be aware of, or is it a pretty straightforward install?
A couple things that people should be aware of is if you've been in the population of people that's been installing some of our betas along with as we've developed the product, you can install the final RTM version over those. The other thing that people should be aware of is that a few weeks after the product is available, it will be offered to you as an update through Windows Update. And our blog gives more details about that, but it is going to be offered as an update on Windows Update.
But you will have to acknowledge it through
you
automatic
will,
update.
You
correct?
Will have to. You will have to acknowledge that you want it installed. There'll be a prompt.
Okay. Good. Okay. Well, Kelly, I really want to thank you for coming on to Main Menu tonight, and we're really looking forward to the release, and I really like it. I've been using it at work, actually, for the last few months because we've been doing some testing with our applications at work, and I can tell you that really it's a great browser, and it really does perform a lot faster, I think.
Well, I appreciate you having me, Jeff, and I look forward to people's reactions to the product.
Great. Thank you, Kelly.